This is WLRN's Sunday Breakfast with the Arts. I'm Caroline Brader-Watts. Each week, I'll bring you stories and conversations from South Florida's arts community. Jane Mitchell is the new chairman of the board of directors of the Kravis Center for the Performing Arts in West Palm Beach, and she's the first woman to hold that position in the center's history. Her love of the arts started in her childhood in Oklahoma.
Many of my former classmates from those teenage years commented on being at my family's house and the opera always playing or music always playing. And it dawned on me at that time that that wasn't standard issue.
Ms. Mitchell joined the family's medical supply business but found a way to incorporate her love of music.
A surgeon needs to work with something before they go into live surgery on a living patient. And that's what we provided. So all of this musical training had direct usability to the skills that these surgeons needed to learn. All the spatial things that they already knew needed to be applied then to these techniques. So we actually made it a requirement that all of the PhD instructors that we hired must play a musical instrument because they already had this built-in understanding about using hands, practicing, and we often used the description of that surgery was really a performance. It's the moment when all of their learning, all of their practice, all of their planning is now performed. You don't go into a performance without practice. And so that was kind of an analogy that we made and that we often talked about.
When Ms. Mitchell retired, she looked for new challenges.
So here I was, no work, no travel schedule, and I realized I really could now decide what to do based on just what I wanted to do. I guess I was so excited that this Kravis Center existed. I had traveled a lot when it opened and couldn't come here as much as I wanted. One of the first things I thought, now I can go to performances in my hometown. And then that dawned on me as I came here and was happy with the experience and saw that there was real quality here. I saw it that I wanted to show my support and that now that I could stay in town longer, that I would make more point of coming and being part of it.
Ms. Mitchell has called South Florida home for many years, but hasn't forgotten her roots.
I suppose we all carry remnants of our past, no matter how many years pass. Of course, I have Midwestern values, and I do like the free spirit that is still found in the Western culture. And then, of course, I've made this my home by choice. And so it's a wonderfully eclectic mix, and I think that's something that I apply to why I love it here. There's such an eclectic mix of people, talent, skills, diversity, performance. It's all for me kind of a wonderful mix. So, yes, I've still got that Oklahoma girl that's a part of me. I'm so glad, though, that I've found ways to connect back to some of the things that I was raised with in my musical background, and yet it has taken on a more mature form that I'm proud to be part of.
To hear the complete conversation with Jane Mitchell, log on to my website, artsradionetwork.com, and you can follow me on Twitter @artsradio. For WLRN, I'm Caroline Brader-Watts.